All right. Here it is. Again. And it's called
Radio XU. Greetings, friend. Welcome back to Radio XU. It's your old pal Tom D here, bringing you another exciting set of vintage indie rock sounds. Tonight we begin a four-part series of episodes focusing on the Sub Pop Singles Club. It was a mail-order subscription service that entitled subscribers to receive limited edition singles that were issued by the Seattle-based record label on a monthly basis. The Singles Club offerings weren't limited to groups attached to the Sub Pop label, or to Seattle-based outfits only. The club featured a variety of different bands from all around the U.S. Some were familiar names, but most were little-known indie upstarts. The original Sub Pop Singles Club series ran from 1988 to 1993. Volume 2 of the Singles Club began in 1998, and it's been followed by several additional iterations since then. Our spotlight will focus on the original series that ended in 1993. The music we're hearing now in the background is Combustible Edison with their song Satan Says, the B-side of Singles Club release number 59, issued in September 1993. All right, let's get things started. And there's no better place to begin than with Singles Club release number 1. The debut single from a little-known band from Aberdeen, Washington.
We'll be right back.
Dallas, Texas, that was Reverend Horton Heat with Psycho Billy Freakout, Singles Club release number 26. Before that, issued in February 1992, we heard Vertigo with Dynamite Cigar. Before that, it was the Massachusetts-based outfit Lonely Moans with Shoot the Cool. And we got things started with Sub Pop Singles Club release number 1, Love Buzz, the 1988 debut single by Nirvana. You're listening to Radio XU.
Bye.
Singles Club release number 23, issued in September 1990. That was Unsane with Vandal X. Before that, recorded live at the Satyricon in Portland, Oregon, it was The Fluid with Candy. Before The Fluid, we heard Sonic Youth with their version of Alice Cooper's Is It My Body, taken from the June-July 1991 Singles Club release that featured four bands covering Alice Cooper. We'll have more from that release later. And at the top of the set, we had Crevice with Going to Hell, the B-side of Singles Club release number 42, issued in April 1992. You're listening to Radio XU.
Understood. good, you would tell me the truth if you could. But in the bathroom, a garden of delight, cut through the bar just like a fist fight. For a moment I thought I saw something in your eyes. That's when I was taken by surprise. So a flash went, show no sadness. Face a poker, show no fears. I'm a well-made, show no mercy. Mediocre, show no tears. Now the party's crazy, I gotta go. But before I leave, I gotta know. That night in that room full of violent screams, when you whispered me a secret dream, that you both laid there on the floor, said it'd take two to start a war. And for a moment I thought I saw something in your eyes. That's when I was taken by surprise. Soul of wash red, you show no sadness. Face a poker, show no fear. Overwhelming, show no mercy. Mediocre, show no cares. Taken by surprise. So the watchman showed no sadness. Face a poker, showed no fear. Overwhelming, showed no mercy. Mediocre, you showed no tears.
Wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Or maybe you don't. Do I have to come right back out and tell you everything?
Give me some money.
Give me Nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. But baby, I don't intend to leave empty-handed. Give me some money. Give me some money. Don't get me wrong, try getting me right. Your face is okay, but your purse is too tight. I'm looking for pound notes, loose change, bad checks, anything.
Give me some money.
That was the Detroit-based outfit, The Gorries, with their version of Spinal Tap's Give Me Some Money. Before The Gorries, we heard both sides of Singles Club release number 16. It was The Dwarves with She's Dead, followed by Fuckhead, issued in February 1990. And we started that set with the Portland, Oregon band Poison Idea, with their song Taken by Surprise. Singles Club release number 25. You're still listening to Radio XU, and I'm still Tom D. Was Velvet Monkeys with their version of the Ronnie Montrose song Rock the Nation. Singles Club release number 28, issued in February 1991. Before that, from Arlington, Virginia, we had Tsunami with Left Behind. And we began that set with the Houston-based outfit Pain Teens with Death Row Eyes. Singles Club release number 43, from May 1992. You're listening to Radio XU.
Yeah. Oh,
Chicago, Illinois, that was Slowcore Pioneers' Codine with the song Realize. Singles Club release number 45, issued July 1992. Before Codine, it was the New York outfit Das Damon with Sad Mile. And we began that set with the B-side of Singles Club release number 56. We heard Severin with Power Play. Well, my friend, that's it for this evening's episode of Radio XU. I hope you enjoyed the musical offerings. Dial your web browser to sonicdaydream.blogspot.com and share a comment about the show. My friend Alan did, and it really made my day. Be sure and come back again when we continue with more selections from the Sub Pop Singles Club. Until then, this is your old pal Tom D saying, catch you on the flip side. Radio XU.